Hi everyone, it's Karis here and welcome to another edition of Itchcast Mini. Today we're reading 1 John, and even as we read, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard of this cliche phrase a lot of times, that honesty is the best policy. You know, all of us love being friends with honest people, but let's look at ourselves right here and right now. Have we been honest people, especially to God? You know, 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10 says to us that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And if we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word has no place in our lives. You know, I guess in the area of sin, especially in our daily lives, we tend to be a bit dishonest by rationalizing with God about the sins we commit. But you know, a sin, no matter how big or how small, is still a sin. And clearly God doesn't see sin as a small issue. That's because we can't be lukewarm Christians, and we can't be living a double standard life. It's like saying I had to cheat in that exam because I had no other choice. I was desperate. It's like rationalizing basically what a sin is. Desperate situations do call for desperate measures, but it is in desperate situations that God will work a miracle. You know, God can forgive our sins. He will wipe our past away and give us a clean slate to start all over again if only we ask. And you know, no matter how many times we sin or how bad the sin that we have sinned is, let's have the faith to believe that our gracious God will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness when we confess. You know, even as I read this passage, you just begin to realize that God wants us to confess our sins and ask for His forgiveness because He wants us to move on. He knows that we know our sins, and these sins are the things that will keep us down from moving on, from moving forward. And only by confessing and repenting to God our Father, we will have freedom, and freedom into God's promises, hope, and His peace. So you know, whatever you think you're doing wrong and you need to confess, you can do it right here and right now, and ask God for the strength to move on.